Alan Thorason on the phone this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good. And you are the man behind Black Thunder Racing New Zealand.
That's correct, yes, yes. It's between myself, my wife, and Neil, the mechanic, yep.
Now, you may have seen Alan on the TV, on TV3, Al, and you use the Hamilton Airport to practice on your Kawasaki 1400.
Yes.
And, boy, you looked as though you were going very fast in the weekend.
Yeah, you know, we really honked along in our practice, and we're very fortunate that Hamilton was agreeable to let us use it. But we got up to 212 miles an hour, or 340 k's in our practice.
340 k's.
My God.
So she's honking along. We had a mile to kind of run over at Hamilton, but she was still pulling, but we got to consider stopping at the other end.
So how long, of course, Alan, for those who don't know, you're off to Bonneville, which is the scene of the Salt Flats, and there's a week-long speed week, isn't it, basically? You're going over there to try and break a record. How long is the course there? I mean, what is it, about 6 or 7 miles you've got to run over?
Basically, some of the courses now are actually running, they've got three tracks. The shortest one is 5 miles, and then they run out to actually 8 to 9 miles on the larger ones. So you run up on the shorter one, you've got a mile run up,
mm-hmm.
and then on the two longer ones, there's actually two-mile run-up, and then you're actually timed over 3 miles.
Right. So how fast, I mean, conceivably, do you think this machine will go, this Black Thunder?
Well, the gearing we ran at Hamilton, we ran, as I said, 212 miles an hour, and she's still pulling. We're going to be using nitrous. We're hoping to do some non-nitrous runs,
yep.
and also some nitrous runs. What they will do is they'll actually just keep it pulling towards the top end.
Mm-hmm.
With the gearing we're changing it to, on paper and on the computer with the gearing, it will actually have a capability of over 400 kilometres an hour.
Now, Alan, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you are 50 or over 50?
Well, I'm actually 52, yeah.
Now, Alan, is this a midlife crisis?
Some people say it is, actually, but it's just there's certain things I've got to get out of my system, and there's goals I've set in life, and this is one of them that I want to achieve, and I've had the support of my wife, Violet, which has been great. And
excellent. Yeah.
So it's probably cost me a lot indirectly to get that support.
See, well, I really admire you, Alan. I mean, being the old man of the team here, it's producer Paul, by the way, I'm not quite 52, but I'm not far off.
Yeah.
Look, I would never drive that fast in my little Toyota Corolla, 400 k's, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I've seen the movie The World's Fastest Indian, as I'm sure we all have, the Burt Munro story. Were you kind of inspired by his story to do this?
Yeah, no, it's very, very, very inspirational. In actual fact, anyone who actually gets the DVD to have a look at, if you get the double DVD, there's actually the documentary which is on the real Burt, yeah?
Oh, yes.
And that there is very inspirational as well, and it goes through, I think the movie was excellent, but the documentary had a lot more in it as well, and of the pros and cons and that, and very, very interesting. And no, he's certainly a man who gives a lot of inspiration, so I've got to hand him that. But on the other hand, that everybody is kind of nicknaming me Bert at the moment, so I've got to get this T-shirt to say my name's not Bert.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, Alan, I understand that with the Salt Flats, obviously on road tyres or tracks, it's pretty easy to get good grip. With the Salt Flats, though, do you find that it's very slippery early on, so it's going to take you quite a while to build up to the speed, isn't it?
It is. You've got to take it very, very slowly. Not having run there, I've been working on a lot of advice. There's guys from the place, Early Time Motors in Hamilton, who've raced there in a car several times, and they've offered quite a bit of advice on the conditions and what you can expect. And basically, what a number of other people have related it to is, it's almost like starting off on ice. Not quite as bad, but you can lose up to 10% traction initially. So a lot of the vehicles, when they go to get going, they've actually got to push them to try and get them going initially and then slowly build up momentum.
So, Alan, if you do actually end up being the next Burt Munro and breaking the record on the Salt Flats there, and they make a movie about you, who would you want to play you in the movie?
That's quite something, isn't it? I haven't really even thought about that, but I'm sure it won't get to those extremes. But
George Clooney?
George Clooney. Okay, I'll put George Clooney on for you. How's
that? See a bit of a George Clooney, Alan.
Mel Gibson's a nice
guy. Mel?
Yeah, Mel. Gibson?
Yeah, nice. He's a bit closer to home.
Yeah, nice. I get mistaken for Halle Berry all the time.
Yeah.
So, I can kind of, I can pick faces
and
now.
And Leah can really go too. Oh, you should see her. She is racy.
Yeah.
And the bike has gone. It's on its way to Bonneville.
Yeah, the bike's. We had a frantic weekend getting it boxed up. Thanks to Guy Gary at New Zealand Sydney Hamilton and Andy, who's a friend of mine. We kind of worked all weekend and all night trying to get everything to fit. And last thing Sunday night, we actually had it in the box and closed the box. And I was out there at 6 o'clock the following morning putting decals on and the frost on the outside of the box.
And the 11th of August is your first run over there in Bonneville.
Yeah, the 11th of August is our first run, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try and get a hold of you there.
Yeah, no problem at all.
That'll be fantastic. Alan, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
No worries.
We'll talk to you again.
Alan from Black Thunder Racing, all the best for Bonneville.
Okay, cheers, thanks.
Thanks, Mel Gibson.
Okay, thank you.